Major Bryce Mesko from Mexico Public Safety, and yes, 4th of July weekend is getting ready to come up, but a lot of folks are kind of maybe wondering, and I know you can speak to it about Mexico. What exactly are the rules about fireworks, if you could just kind of go over some of those to start off with?
Sure. So in the city limits of Mexico, fireworks are illegal. Most people start asking then why there are tents that sell them around Mexico. Technically, those are all just at the edge of the city limits. That is why that happens. The fact that they are illegal is not Mexico Public Safety trying to be a downer on a holiday. It is, in fact, because they are dangerous, and in particular, in crowded spaces like in a city limits when there's several people together. They do cause fires, especially when it's dry. They do damage property. They can cause injury and even death. I think the U.S. Consumer Protection Commission estimates they kill about 10 people a year and injure about 12,000. And then additionally, they stress out animals and they stress out people, in particular people who may be struggling with, say, anxiety or PTSD or something. So we understand they're part of everyone's desire to celebrate on the 4th of July. I'd encourage people to go to some private property outside the city limits and use them there in a safe manner.
We kind of talk about this every year, and I don't know when fireworks calls start coming in to the department or start increasing, that is. Is it right around this time, and are you guys seeing an increase in those calls again this year?
Right. So far this year, we have not had any. Generally, I start keeping track about the time the tents open, and they really spike the week before, the week of. So next week will probably be when we start. I think, honestly, with the increased prices, most people are probably, unfortunately, saving them for the actual fourth weekend. So I imagine that's when we'll get the most calls.
Understand. Advice to folks whenever it comes to fireworks, just generally keep your neighbors in mind, right?
Sure, yeah. That's what, like I said, it's the reason is we are a community where there's people all around, there's cars all around, there's businesses and pets and other people's property. So that's the whole reason behind this, is not trying to disparage fireworks, just saying that really they don't have a place around others. And then when you do use them, follow the safety rules, have water around. Don't use them while you're impaired. Have adults around. Don't use them as weapons or anything. So.
Yep, that's a great idea. Do you guys see a lot of injuries from these every year? Do you respond to a lot of those calls?
I don't have numbers that I can pull out right now. I do know there have been some significant firework injuries in Mexico in the past. A lot of times when we had the ER, they would go, private people would take them straight to the ER. And that is actually another consideration. Medical help is not as available this year. So that could be something people might want to keep in mind as well.
You blow your finger off, you're probably going to Columbia or Pike
exactly
County.
Right.
So it's
That's
not
exactly
going to be
right.
a quick trip to the ER this year if you're from the Mexico area. Just to kind of recap, what is the penalty if people are shooting off fireworks? Do you generally give them a warning first off?
Sure. We try to work with everybody. We try to give warnings. Obviously, that sometimes gets abused or blown off, for lack of a better term. And it's a city summons. The fine on that, I don't even really know what that would be. My guess would be getting close to around $100, especially when you include court costs and stuff.
Understand that. Two fireworks celebrations going on in Mexico, public displays. Ty Lu is going to do his on Sunday, July 3rd, and then the Optimus Ball Field, July the 4th. I'm sure you guys kind of be controlling parking at those events?
Yep, yeah, sure. We're around for both of those events. Both of them will have some things going on prior to the actual displays, And yeah, we want to make sure parking's okay and be just part of the crowd. Those are great ways to celebrate the 4th. And then whatever, cookouts at your own place, playing yard games, doing whatever you want to do. the personally bought fireworks probably shouldn't be used in town.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. Thank you for your service, and I always appreciate the visit.
All right. Thank you.